Thank you so much, Tara. I'll take it from here.
Okay. Thank you, Aubrey.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tara.
How are we doing today?
Aubrey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Not many people ask me that.
No, people don't care much these days.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy. It's a little bit crazy. You brightened up my week. Well, my name is Aubrey Browning. I am the pricing director here at Local Splash. Now, I know you were just speaking with Tara in regards to the program here, but I did want to go on a little bit in depth as to exactly how we're able to help your business here. Now, it's my understanding that you guys are having a little trouble with your Google Business Profile verifications, correct? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I've had huge difficulty. Yeah, I had a nasty gram basically from Google that said your verification process is suspended. You don't meet certain criteria. Blah blah blah. There's nothing on our website that was not true or stretching the truth or. And so anyway, so I've been trying different things to try to get verified. And then, of course, 5 days later, they come back and say, nah, sorry, but you still don't
right.
Pass. And then they sent one a couple weeks ago, and they said, you need to put together a video. The video needs to include the street sign from the closest corner to your place. It needed to, show that we were authorized to do business as Artisan Windows and Doors, all that kind of stuff. So I pulled out all of my Kentucky's Secretary of State documents, articles of organization, sales tax, county business license, all that stuff. And I made sure that was in the video. I pulled out samples. I'm like, we work from our cars or trucks, whatever. We go to customers' homes. We evaluate the home. We put together a bid, a proposal based on solution, and then we conduct business right there. We don't have a showroom, likely never will. And that's just how this particular business is generally done, in the customer's home. And I opened up the doors of my vehicle. I showed products. I showed front and back of our business cards, all that kind of stuff. Met every criteria they asked for. Denied. You didn't do this. You didn't show blah blah blah, and it's like frustrating because every time it's 5 days, 5 days, 5 days.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So you're pretty much handling in the rejection suspension angle of things, and what usually happens there, at no fault of your own, of course, is that when your GBP gets red flagged, it's because they may have found duplicate information. They may have found something tethered to your business that may not actually be, but it has something similar there, whether it's business name somewhere else in the country, whether your number used to belong to somebody else, even if you had it for 15 years, for example. Google will red flag those, right? The difficult part, as you've been going through here, is getting it to them so that they can verify it for you. This is something that we show.
They don't tell you
often.
What the problem is.
Exactly.
They do not tell you what the problem is.
Exactly. So it just so if my assessment is correct, what we're looking for here is to make sure not only is that taken care of, right, unsuspended, unrejected, but we do want to make sure that we get that first page placement, correct?
Yeah, I believe that it's very, very important.
Okay. Yeah. You seem to be pretty knowledgeable about search engine optimization. So you're pretty familiar with how your keywords and things like that work, at least on a base level?
I spent quite a bit of time on keywording and meta and titling and
nice.
Descriptions and URLs and all that kind of stuff. Is it perfect now? No, I'm sure it's not. Could it be better? Absolutely. But it's at least something.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually part of what we do here as well. So aside from the optimization setup and, of course, getting the rejection in order there, we do include you in the top five directories. So not just Google. We do run a Facebook ad campaign for you as well. We create the Bing Local and its initial content. as well as the Apple Maps section. These two go hand in hand. So people can still book business with you even if they don't use Google. So when it comes to your exposure, we do want to make sure that we cover both computers and mobile devices. So we do take care of your exposure there as well. But what we do for your keywords is we take up to 20 of the keywords for your business and we optimize them for three things. Your geo-targeting, so that's just your location, right? Your smart targeting, that's your Alexa, your Siri, your AI, your voice, as well as your language targeting. Okay? We target throughout your peak hours of business and through specific locations. So out of this radius, which I'm not seeing necessarily a radius, a full radius for you here, but we'll go over that in a second. We can pull out specific zip codes, specific counties, right? So if anybody in those particular areas does a search for your business or it does a search for your type of work, your business is going to appear pages on pages on pages down for them. Meanwhile, the people that you do want to be seen in that same area, you're popping up on that first page for them. Now, for your ad campaign for Facebook, we don't do the posting, right? We don't put, like, videos, pictures. We don't do befores and afters. We don't make story posts or timelines. You'd still be responsible for that aspect if you're doing things like that for your Facebook. What we do here is we dedicate to the optimization and the content for your smart targeted ad campaign. So if anybody in your area, same as it happens for us, if they even so much as talk about needing any kind of repair, installations for doors, for windows, your ad pops up on their Facebook feed. This is generally the 65 and older group that are dominating when it comes to Meta when looking for work. So that's why we've partnered with them as well. Everything here is month to month. Okay? It is a 3-month verbal agreement. You would be set at just $299 a month. Now the program does have a one-time setup fee. It's just $99. So you'd be looking at $398 as your upfront cost. Then it's just $299 month to month. Now what we do there, just for a bit of timeline expectation, within your first 3 days, we are going to set what's called a client interview for you. This is where you sit with your Google team and your Meta team. We do want to go over your content editing and quality control. You want to make sure everything goes in smoothly for you. By the end of your first week here, all of your directory submissions are out there and active. Your dashboard will start showing a few analytics as well. By the end of your second week, if we do have to build you a website, that will be done. That will be Google compliant, and that would be SEO setting automatic. But I see you do have a website already, so you're not worried about that. But your Facebook advertising campaign.
I spent a lot of time on that website.
Yeah, I saw.
I spent a lot of time on
that
website.
Oh, my God.
I've got so much. And there's a lot of custom HTML and CSS and all that stuff's in there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not even sure if you had the information for Google compliance at the time that you created this, but it is a Google compliant website. So that is amazing.
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, we're not wealthy, we're just starting. We've got great background and experience. We're off to a good start already. But I'm not planning on spending a lot of money on advertising. I frankly have never believed in it. I've always liked growing organically. But today's world, growing organically, you have to be on that top three or so. You've got to be on that map. You've got to be visible. And so what you're talking about is very important.
Absolutely. And there's just a few things that we have to go over here, just because I do want to make sure everything that's being projected for your business is absolutely correct. So for Artisan Windows and Doors, you guys do put LLC at the end of that, right? Like on business cards, wrapping, things like that.
So, you know, on our, on certain documents, they want your full legal name. And the full legal name is, you know, with the LLC on it. But most of our trade relationships, and even on our business card, it just says Artisan Windows and Doors.
Okay. Perfect.
Our website is artisanwindowsdoors.com. There's no LLC on it.
Okay. Excellent.
So that's kind of like your also known as, right?
Yes, sir. I'm actually adding your website here. Let me go ahead and add that in here. That is theartisanwindowanddoor.com.
No.
All right.
Artisanwindowsdoors.com.
Artisanwindowsdoors.
Doors. Yeah. There is another in California, I think. Artisan Windows and Doors is a company in California, I believe. So it's artisanwindowsdoors.com.
Oh, it was the S that got me. Okay, for Windows, it looked like an ampersand.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me update that here. And then for the business address, do you guys have like a home office, or do you guys use a building, or are you guys like a mobile?
We, Aubrey, we're totally mobile. We will never have a showroom. This business is largely, almost always, conducted in customers' homes, because you have to go out, you have to measure all the windows, all the doors, and then we build a custom, build out for that home based on what the customer needs, and we'll do business right then and there. So they're not coming to a showroom. They're not looking at product anywhere else other than what we bring in and demonstrate to them. The address that's shown on our site that's my home address. I don't think I have my address on the footer of the website anymore. I put it there originally, but then I thought it was interfering with Google's thing. Like, they were thinking, okay, so you must have a showroom or something. So we do not.
Gotcha. So you actually weren't in the wrong there by having your address at the bottom of your website is something a little different, right? We don't want people just showing up at whatever location you have listed there if that's not a place
right.
that you do business. So for Google,
yes.
they would have allowed you to have that there, and it actually is something that they do require, a physical address. But what they do here is, if it's a home office, for example, or if it's a station building where you do business out of, but it's not your actual office building, we simply hide that off of your Google business profile. So when you see your Google profile, or when other people see your Google profile, you'll see everything listed there except for the address.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what is that address?
321 Pinkard, mm-hmm. Pinckard, Pike. It's in Versailles, actually, Versailles.
Versailles. Okay.
Kentucky. And it's 40383 is my home zip.
40383. All right, perfect. And then for the first name, we do have Craig. And the last name?
It's Wrigley, W-R-I-G-L-E-Y.
W-R-I-G-L-E-Y. All right. All right, perfect. And then what is a good business email? This is where you're welcome to Local Splash and initial invoice are sent.
Yeah, my business email is craig@artisanwindowsdoors.com.
All right, craig@artisanwindowsdoors.com. All right, perfect. And you guys are on Eastern Standard for Kentucky, correct?
We are, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the 859-550-3909, that is your preferred client contact number as well?
It is. And that rings in as a business line on my cell phone.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. There we are. Now, the next thing I do want to make sure is in place is a security question for you. So we do create this security question for two reasons. With increased visibility, naturally you're going to get calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. So we do provide you the security question and have you save our number in your contacts. But also, if you happen to lose your password or need to reset your password for your dashboard, you have your security question, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. You can use your mother's maiden name. We can use city you were born in, or we can use your first pet's name.
Use mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden? Okay. And then can you spell that for me?
It's P-R-I-N as in November, C-E, P-R-I-N-C-E, Prince.
All right. Perfect. So this will always be lowercase for you, okay? If for any reason you need to reset your password or use your security answer, it'll be Prince all lowercase for you, okay?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And for the billing information, the address here, 321 Pinkard Pike, Versailles, Kentucky, 40383. That's the same?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Perfect. All right. Just got to retype it all in manually. Give me just a moment. All right. Excellent. And then is this going to be MasterCard, Visa?
It will, let's see, do I have that with me today or not? It'll be my debit card. I don't know if I have that with me. I don't usually bring it. I keep it in the office.
Ooh, excuse me.
And let's see. So, and when you do this, you're going to bill $399?
$398.
$398. Yeah. And
yes, sir.
I would like to see a copy of what I'm signing for my file. That eliminates any potential misunderstandings or any fraud going on. So two things. One is I'd like you to email me what it is that we're doing. So I've got that. And then I'm going to call my banker. It's a lady. And I'm going to tell her that to set up for a charge for $398. And it'll be from Local Splash. Lost you already? Huh. It was a scam.
I'm sorry. What? What happened?